Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Kim Hudson at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The number of confirmed and suspected COVID cases in area hospitals is nearly 400. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page says the county's mask mandate is still in effect. Area school superintendents meet today to discuss the issue. The St. Louis County Council failed to act on the mask mandate last night. Today is World AIDS Day. President Biden plans to launch a national HIV/AIDS strategy today in a speech in Washington. Here in St. Louis, the city health department is launching a Take Me Home program. Anyone 18 or older can order a free at-home HIV test. In sports, the Blues hosted the Stanley Cup champion Lightning last night. After giving up 3 goals in the first 6 minutes of the game, the Blues came roaring back. Early in the third, with the Blues on the power play, Ivan Barbashev beats former Blue Brian Elliott, and we're tied at 3. This one heads to the shootout, and the only goal in the shootout was this nice shot by Captain Ryan O'Reilly. The Blues with a 4-3 win. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, another warmer than normal day on tap this hump day as temps will climb back into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, it will be breezy and warm with 73 as the high. The record for December 2nd is 75. We stay in the mid-60s for Friday, then temps start to fall back some with highs for Saturday and Sunday in the low to mid-50s. There is a slight chance for rain on Sunday, but the better chance for rain is not until Tuesday of next week.